Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. You know, there's nothing like finding individuals that are not only able to have a passion for something, but then to be able to pursue that passion and see the rewards from it. Our next guest has definitely been able to do just that. Mike Levin is making his first appearance on Conversations Live today. You may know him, of course, from his work with Movie Magic Media. We're going to talk to him about that, but also what it's been like for him as an editor and director to be able to work on some amazing projects, including an award-winning short film, but also what it's been like for him to see the way that his production company has been able to grow as well. Micah, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. You know, the great thing about prepping for this segment, Micah, I thought about, you know, you are a perfect example of the field of dreams adage, if you build it, they will come, because you've been able to build some amazing things with Movie Magic Media since 2006, and you know, being able to see the hard work paying off. I mean, what has that been like for you to have started this production and then, of course, to see the way that people are responding to the work you're doing?
Oh, man, it's been an amazing journey. I've been making films since I was 12 years old with my friends. And to this day, I work with a lot of those same people. And it's just amazing to be here, 15 years later and getting paid to be creative and tell amazing stories. And you said, you know, if you build it, they will come. And it sort of culminated this year. We actually just opened our first space in Culver City, and we have a studio. We've been doing lots of great work here.
Right, right. So it's interesting that you talk about the age, because, you know, I've always believed that, you know, when it comes to having a vision, there is no, there's no, you know, young age, there's no old age. You would just have to do it, no matter who we are, what age we are. Have you always had the belief in yourself, Micah, that if you wanted to do something, that you could do it?
Yeah, that's always been my motto, and that's why I've always been a great sort of director-producer, because I've been able to bring my friends together at an early age and just convince them to go out and make stuff. And, you know, the films weren't always that great, but, you know, it wasn't about that. It was about having the experience of coming up with an idea and seeing it through to delivery. And I've always prided myself, and even if I'm not happy with how something's going, you know, just sticking it out and completing it.
Yeah. So you mentioned, of course, your friends. I want to come back to that a little bit later, because I think that'll be interesting for people to see how we can always inspire people through our own actions. You said something just then, though, that I think a lot of people, their ears probably perked up. I know mine did when you say it, and that is, you know, it may not have been great. I think that the key, I think, for any creative out there, and I'm sure it's been the same for you, and I'm curious about this, Micah, is do you think the key for you has been the consistency? Maybe you haven't always gotten the desired result, but you've been consistent along the way.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I've learned so much from doing, you know, from making mistakes. Just keeping with it has, you know, proved a lot. I mean, I remember I submitted, when I graduated from college, I submitted a short film to the Tribeca Film Festival. And that was about 10 years ago. And since then, I've made over, you know, probably 15 short films, and it wasn't until this year that I got a film into that festival. And, you know, I have a lot of great work I've made, you know, in those years and other things that weren't that great, but I really just kept with it and learned from my mistakes.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, I think that is, again, something that all of us can benefit from. Again, everyone, you're listening to Conversations Live. Mike Levin is our guest for this segment. We're talking to him not only about his love of being able to tell stories through film, but also what it's been like for him to see the way that that has been able to grow and he's been able to touch the lives of others. Micah, what is that part of it like? You mentioned, you know, working with friends, but what is it like for you to have people who don't know you commend the work that you're doing?
Oh, it's great. You know, being accepted into a film festival is great because it's sort of an outside validation. Going to a festival and seeing your film, you know, screened in front of strangers and having them come up to you afterwards was an amazing experience and very rewarding. And just even online, you know, the great thing about posting stuff on YouTube is we had a little short film commercial we did this year is at like 30 million views now. And so it's like amazing to, you know, have something that, you know, you had your hand on, seen by that many eyes.
Now, we've been talking about the filmmaking, and I mentioned, of course, you are a director and editor, Micah. I want to talk about the editing part, because that may not, for a lot of people, seem like a big deal, but from being in this business for a little while, I can definitely attest that the editing can definitely make or break any project. I mean, talk to us about the desire for the best product possible. I mean, none of us can reach perfection, but how important is it for you, Micah, to make sure that the work that is presented through your production company is the very best that it can be?
It's super important because, you know, I want my brand to be associated with good work. And, when you're putting that much heart into something, when you're spending hours up late editing, you know, at the end of the day, you want it to be worth it. You want the client to be happy, but, you know, you want yourself to be represented, you know, at your best. So that's very important.
Yeah. We referenced your friends a couple of times. You mentioned them first, and then I said it. You are a person, Micah, just by doing what you do, you're able to not only, of course, reap the benefits for yourself personally, but then, of course, you have the unique opportunity to be able to inspire others toward their own personal greatness. I mean, when you hear your friends tell you, as I know you have, you know, how much you've inspired them or how much you may have motivated them even to pursue their own goals, how does that make you feel?
Oh, it makes me feel great. The fact that I still have these friends that I work with today is just amazing. I mean, it makes me excited to go to work. It makes it not really about work. You know, it feels like we're playing all day.
Yeah.
It's exciting to, you know, motivate them. And, you know, they motivate me, too, of course, all the time. It gives me a reason to go in and, you know, want to create something. I want to come up with a funny idea so that I see my friend Michael laugh. You know, like, that's what I want. I want my friends to get excited about something and, you know, want to get up and make stuff.
Right. Well, you know, in the process, and you mentioned, of course, again, starting very young, especially when it came to filmmaking, to be able to do that, I think the other part of it is having something to say. I always talk about responsibility on the show, Mike, and how when you get people's attention, when you're able to have people turn and to pay attention to you, you know, it's important to have something to say. Has part of your, you know, your work you've been able to do is really more so than an agenda, but more that you want to be able to let people see the creativity that's inside of you? Do you find that's kind of the biggest motivation for you?
Yeah, definitely. It's always been about that. It hasn't been about, you know, trying to make big budget projects or anything like that. It's about, you know, knowing that I have something that I'm good at and wanting to use that to the best of my ability and hopefully make good content that has an impact on the world in a positive way.
Right, right. You know, speaking of budget, I mean, I have found, and even in talking, especially this year, actually, talking with a lot of filmmakers, do you think that the internet and the tools that are out there and the equipment that's out there, Micah, has definitely made it easier for people to not only create a great project, but also to be able to get it in front of the eyes? You mentioned, you know, the millions of hits you've gotten on YouTube yourself. Do you think that technology has definitely opened up that door if people are willing to take advantage of it?
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, I think the reason I was able to start my own business right out of school was because all I needed was a laptop to, you know, be an editor. And, you know, I could get a Canon 5D camera and, you know, make a film myself that, you know, was HD, and I could edit it together. And, you know, I even started when I was in, you know, middle school, I had an iMac, you know, and that was a piece of technology that came with iMovie, and it, you know, it allowed me to learn editing when I was a young kid. And when I was making films, it was all about, like, pushing the boundaries of what I could do with the technology. And, you know, even to this day, a new software comes out, and I get really excited because, you know, it's those tools that allow us to make this stuff. And then just being able to, like, get your film out there and have it seen is amazing. And, you know, it also helps motivate you. It's a reason, you
right.
know, to get out there. There's no obstacles in, you know, getting your stuff out and seeing.
Do you think this process, Micah, has made you look at what success is differently? I mean, has your idea of what success means changed?
Slowly, I think so. You know, I still have big goals and I'm ambitious, you know, so there's still a lot of things I want to do and you know, things that I will look at is myself being successful, you know, those kind of goals that I think I need. But yeah, definitely, you know, having sort of validation from certain festivals and, you know, getting a certain amount of views, it, you know, it feels like a level of success. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Again, everyone, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking today with Mike Levin. He is, of course, the individual that is the brainchild behind Movie Magic Media. We're going to tell you all a little bit later how you all can stay connected with what's going on with Movie Magic, as well as, of course, through social media. Mike, I want to kind of transition a little bit. I referenced earlier the short film Grow, and you even mentioned, of course, what it's been like for you to get, you know, projects in festivals. Talk to us about that project and why that was one that was special for you.
Grow is very special to me. It started, I was in a 48-hour film competition in Boston. And basically what that is it's a competition that takes place in 100 cities around the world. And over the period of a weekend, there's teams of, you know, 5 to 10 individuals. And you're given a prop, a line of dialogue, and a character. And you have 48 hours to write, direct, and deliver a short film. So I got into that from a friend named Keith Wasserman in Boston. He was putting a team together, and he brought me on to direct. This was a while ago. And we got the genre that they gave us was science fiction. And we had a character that was a gardener and a prop that was a scale. And we created a short film about a plant dealer in a future where we had to pay for oxygen. And plants didn't really exist anymore. And so this was this, like, rare character who had this ability to grow plants that could produce their own oxygen, and he sold it on this black market. And we did all these amazing special effects. It was all within 48 hours. And I was really just blown away with what we were able to do in a short amount of time, and it sort of inspired all of us to develop it into a bigger project. And I worked with a few different friends and some screenplays. And then I was an agent at the Gersh Agency, and they set me up with a screenwriter, and we wrote a screenplay there. And from that, I wanted to shoot a proof of concept just so I had something visual that was sort of, you know, had more time put into it than this 48-hour film that we had done. So about a year ago, I got a team together, and we shot, 6 minutes from this larger, you know, screenplay. And we cut that together, and it got accepted into the Tribeca Film Festival, and it premiered last April.
Yeah. You know, that has to be because of just the journey to get there. You know, I think, yeah. You know, we were talked about earlier, Mike, about the passion. And I think so many times people will get to a certain place, and you know this because you probably have, you know, your own people around you who have done this, will get to a certain place, and because things aren't happening at the speed they want it to or the way they want it to, they throw up their hands and say, well, this wasn't going to work, or someone will say to them, something's not going to work, and they'll believe it. You know, what has kept you from believing, you know, in the self-doubt and also the doubt that others may have?
It's hard, you know. I face that doubt a lot. I've had short films, you know, that weren't successful. I made a feature film that was successful that I made it, but it wasn't financially successful. And, you know, there were a lot of moments where I definitely questioned, you know, am I pursuing the right thing? Am I not? But at the end of the day, this is all stuff that I've wanted to do, you know, since I was a little kid, and there's not really anything else I'd want to do. And I know it just makes me happy when I'm telling stories and I'm making films, and I just, you know, try to get up every day and surround myself with friends and people that are also motivated and also want to do the same stuff. Because, you know, they'll constantly remind you why you're doing it in the first place. And, you know, I've seen a lot of friends I went to school with have, you know, way bigger successes, and you know, get jealous. But I just learned a long time ago that, you know, it's not really a race. You know, it's about a marathon, and it's about just keep going and trying to do much good work as you can, and, you know, for me to work out, you know. And, you know, I still haven't made the feature film of Grow yet, you know. I'm still pitching that, and still, you know, a lot, you know, I have to do to get that made. But the fact that I was able to get into the festival, you know, felt like validation of that work, and it's definitely a huge honor. And that was definitely, you know, you just try to look at the things that are going right for you and just try to use that as motivation.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that is a great thing. And I like the fact that you can say, you know, Mike, it's something that it doesn't always go away. It's something that comes and goes. And I think we all know what that's like, to have those feelings of, can I really do this? Is this going to work? But I think pushing past that is definitely a great thing. So, you know, you have these great things you've been able to do. We've been talking about that process for sure. You know, I want to talk about the reward because I mentioned, you know, I asked you earlier about success. And I agree with you. Success is different for everyone. But do you get those moments, Michael, where you're able to kind of just sit back and reflect on, wow, I've really done a lot of stuff?
I need to do it more often. You know, I think I'm having one of those moments right now, definitely, as we're doing this. You know, I'm so busy. I'm constantly thinking about what's the next thing, you know, and constantly, you know, balancing four projects at once. So I don't get to do that, but it's something I need to do more. And, you know, when I've had those few moments, you know, it's awesome. It's great to do that.
Well, you know, I agree, and I think for our listeners out there, I think the reason why I bring that up is because you're right. I think we all, and I'm like that too, Michael, we all get so caught up on what's to come that sometimes we forget all that we've done already, you know, all that we've been able to accomplish. And I think, you know, to reflect on that is in itself motivation to see what's to come. And I think, you know, if we did just kind of pause and say, wow, you know, just look at what I've done, but, you know, that's only the beginning. You know, there's so much great stuff to come. So with that being a great segue, so let's talk about what is to come. We've been talking about this experience of your starting early as a filmmaker, you're being a director, you're being an editor. What can we look forward to next from Movie Magic Media?
Well, we just started doing a lot of our own original content on YouTube. We launched a comedy channel, MMM Comedy. It's on YouTube. We have some funny original series on there. We started an open mic comedy night at our studio in Culver City. So we've had some great comics come in, and we did like a night, and then we shot it all and cut a highlight reel. So that kind of stuff is on there. So that's going on. We always have a lot of great content on our website. We're doing a lot of branded content. We just did a short film with Mercedes. It's pretty cool. With this Olympic Taekwondo star, Paige McPherson. And then I'm trying to do more longer format feature work. I'd love to grow the short film from Tribeca into a feature or even a TV series. Those are things we're working on right now.
Well, a lot of great things coming up for sure, and I know our listeners definitely want to stay connected with you. So, Micah, how can they do that? How can they stay connected with what's coming up next with the company and keep up with you?
Yeah, well, they can go to our website, which is moviemagicmedia.com, or you can like us on Facebook. It's just facebook.com/moviemagicmedia, and it's also on Twitter. It's just @moviemagicmedia, and we're constantly updating that stuff. We post videos that, you know, I edit, people at our company edit, stuff that we're producing. We have a lot of content. Actually, we've been doing a lot of work for Snapchat in their Discover channel, some original shows for them. So that's another place you can see our work. And hopefully sometime soon on your television or, you know, in the theater.
All right, so make sure you guys are staying connected with Micah and all the great things that are coming up with Movie Magic for sure. Micah, great conversation with you, man. Thank you so much for the time today.
Thank
you. I hope you'll come back. We'd love to have you back on the show.
Definitely, I'd love it.
All right, then we'll definitely make it happen. Again, everyone, Micah Levin has been our guest. Make sure you guys are staying connected with Movie Magic Media through, of course, their website, and then, of course, the great places on social media that you heard Micah mention as well. Now, if you all came in late and you missed part of this conversation and you're joining us through online affiliates, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends. You all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. All you have to do is go over to our Facebook and Twitter page at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or head over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You all can find the link there for sure. If you're joining us on the radio dial, either in Atlanta's 106 Live Radio or in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, you all can check with your local station to find out when the show will be re-airing in your area. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. And speaking of great music, to wrap us up today, here is Bob Sima with Be the Change. Thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.
talk about it. I don't want to cry about it. I don't want to worry anymore. I don't want to look down from a higher place. I don't need to feel the light. I just want to be right here face to face. I don't want to plead no more, get you to believe no more, convince you, put my hands in my pocket. I don't wanna think.